Blog Talk Radio.
Number here, if the guests would like to call in, is 929-477-2573. If you don't get the chance to call in, you may follow up and listen to the archive. Blog Talk Radio is streaming over the internet, so you can always go on Google, put in Blog Talk Radio, and scroll down till you come to Redonia's Garden of Gethsemane and play my archives, pre-recorded messages there. You may also, there will be a link on this page to guide you to connect you to my Facebook page on the Blog Talk Radio website. You'll see a connection for Facebook and Twitter. Will also, the moment my episodes end or completed, I will log on or click on to Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus to connect the program, connect the pre-recorded episodes there so you can go back and replay it as often as you like. Okay. I'm going to share something really, really good with you today. This is something that anything like me, you don't really look forward to doing a lot of exercise. It's something that you know you need to do it, but you're not always eager to do it. Nevertheless, there's great benefits. Great benefits in exercise. And answering the question is asked right now, what types of exercises should I do? Okay, if you're not used to physical exertion, brisk walking is a good start. Begin program by walking as far as is comfortable and generally work up to 5 miles per day. Outdoor labor in any useful activity is an excellent source of exercise, which I was just doing the other day as I went out to wash my car. That was outdoors, and the need for me, that was labor. It really had to put some muscle and some strength and some energy into it. Now, you will gain the most benefit when you engage in a combination of four types of activity: aerobic exercise, strength training, flexibility, and balance. Keep in mind that vigorous, demanding aerobic activity is more beneficial than easy. It's more beneficial than easy, low-intensity workouts. Should emphasize free weights and body weight exercises. Flexibility should also emphasize stretches that counteract the forward bent postures we tend to be in throughout the day. Now, if you're sitting there, spend a lot of hours, time in front of the computer, the laptop, or on your phone, you're in that forward bent posture many times, many hours of the day. How much exercise should I get? Okay. When healthy, exercise is at least 30 minutes, 3 to 6 times a week. Exercise is important even if you're sick at this time, so it is important to rest. Make sure to walk and do breathing exercises daily. If you're unable to exercise, consider using a trampoline, or getting a fully body massage. A whole range of motion exercises are beneficial. If exercise is performed without the heart being in it, it is simple drudgery. And the benefit which should result from exercise is not gained. For those who do a lot of physical labor equivalent to exercise, exercising the mind is as important as physical exercise is to the sedentary lifestyle. The flawless secret of longevity. 2,000 vegetarians were studied. Nothing was found in common with them other than the moderation in quantity of food. Observations on these vegetarians showed that for attainment of long life, the amount of food was more critical than the type of food that was consumed. The Bible speaks of true temperance in everything concerning life, not just food. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible, as written in 1 Corinthians 9:23. The Bible teaches that true temperance is to dispense entirely with everything harmful and to use judiciously that which is helpful. That means that a follower of Yeshua is at liberty to enjoy moderately that which is most beneficial, but will completely avoid all that is harmful. What know ye not? That your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of Yahweh, and ye are not your own. 2 Corinthians 6:19. The main cause of fatigue is improper diet, irregular meals, and a lack of physical exercise. Furthermore, irregular hours for eating and sleeping zap the brain forces. To have good health and be successful in reaching a high standard of piety, one must be temperate in all things. True temperance does not only refer to eating and drinking. It reaches all aspects in life: our work, our thoughts, our words, our sleep, our play, our fellowship, our dress, the way we choose to spend the talents with Yahweh, the talents that Yahweh has given us, etc., etc., etc. By practicing temperance in all things, we can do ourselves what no physician can do for us. Temperance. Temperance. Another word for temperance is moderation. Another word for that may include in that is balance. When it comes to diet, nothing should be put into the human system that will leave a baleful influence behind. Any man defile the temple of Yahweh, him shall Yahweh destroy. For the temple of Yahweh is holy, which temple ye are. 1 Corinthians 3:17, that is. To take such life instantly is of no greater sin in the sight of heaven than to destroy gradually but surely. All the substances to abstain from are all stimulants which are deceptive because their temporary tonic effect only leaves. These include the following. All drugs are poisonous to the body and leave pernicious after effects. In other words, they leave side effects. Okay. Tobacco dramatically increases your cancer risk, which most of us are aware of that. It increases the risk for heart disease and various lung diseases. Alcohol is a neurotoxin that poisons your brain and liver and increases your risk of various cancers. Substances that contain caffeine, sodas, coffee, tea, and chocolate. Caffeine causes depression, insomnia, anxiety, irritability, and elevated blood pressure. There are more than 1,000 chemicals in a cup of coffee. Of these, only 26 have been tested and have caused cancer to wreck. Replace with water and herbal teas. Avoiding all animal meats, pork, beef, cow, fish, fowl, seafood, etc. If ever meat eating was safe, it definitely is not safe now. The liability to take disease is increased tenfold by meat eating. cancers, tumors, and all inflammatory diseases are largely caused by meat eating replaced with a leafy green vegetables, beans, peas, nuts, and seeds. Temperance also includes avoiding the harmful ingredients. And this is difficult. I'm going to have to really work on this one because I love cheese. Cheese should never be introduced into the stomach as it is very difficult for the body to digest. Cheese contains pus, hormones, antibiotics, harmful bacteria, and cancer-causing substances. Replace with nut and seed butters. There are many delicious vegan cheese substitute recipes. Try them. I'm going to have to do that. I'm going to just look for a recipe to replace the diet. Dietary cheese substance that I have become so accustomed to, I'm sure many of us have. So I will try, I will follow up on searching for recipes for that. Now, sugar is not a food, but a poisonous chemical drug that is possibly as harmful as drugs, especially consumed today. Dr. David Rubin, author of Everything You Always Wanted to Know About Nutrition, says white sugar is a pure chemical extracted from plant sources, purer in fact than cocaine, which it resembles in many ways. Sugar is a thief because it drains your body of precious nutrients. Sugar oppresses the body's only defense against disease. The immune system causes fermentation, clouds the brain. Replace refined sugar with moderate amounts of dried fruits, dates, natural honey, or molasses. But remember, the free use of any form of sugar, even natural sweeteners, tends to clog the system. This is frequently a cause of disease. I like to use honey. I love to use honey. And I look at how the effects of so many have been affected, my family, my loved ones, with the dreadful diseases, the diabetics and diabetics. And I look at the diet, the lifestyle that they lived, and all these, those things are what took effect on, will take effect on your health, and it has taken effect on their health, because we truly, as I read in a book years ago, we are what we eat, and what we do eat, what we do consume, it does affect us. It has an effect on our body, our health, our life. So we want to keep that. We want to, when we know better, we want to do better. We want to do better for ourselves, for our life, and we deserve it. Okay. Now, this system here, as I have been attempting to pull up another audio for you, this now is not responding properly to me as I would like for it to. So I'm going to share with you something else here and maybe come back to it. Maybe I need to pull up another device and lay this one down for a moment because I have another device in the other room that I can go in and I will. From here on out, I think I'm just going to let this one here, this one at rest for a while because I don't need these kind of interruptions or this kind of distraction while I'm attempting to focus on sharing the word and this information with you all. However, I do have tons and loads of information to reveal to you. So it's not going to hold anything up. It's not going to stop anything. We're going to continue on doing what must be done here. And I hope that I'll be able to answer some of the questions that you have, and I hope that you are taking everything in and it is making a positive impact on your life, because that's what it's truly all about. That's what I'm here for. All right. Now, again, you're listening to Sister Rizonia at Rizonia's Garden of Gethsemane Spiritual Assembly. And this is Garden of Gethsemane Spiritual Assembly Blog Talk Radio. And if you missed the program that's airing at 6 a.m. in the morning, then by all means, you do have the opportunity, if you so desire, to go on the website and play the archives. You can do that. Because it's live streaming, and I will be back on the air, hopefully, prayerfully, again next Wednesday. Right now, I'm airing twice a week. I'm airing on Wednesday morning, 6 a.m., and I'm airing on Friday morning, 6 a.m., for just 30 minutes segment. So even if you're going about your daily, busy routine, you can also, you can turn it on and you can log on to it and keep moving about, but you can listen to it with your earphones on if you so desire, or your speaker or what have you. But you need to get this information, because I need to be sharing this information with you. And what I'm going to need to do with my system here that's giving me the problem is I'm going to have to reboot it, because that always helps. I did not want to do that because of time's sake. But right now, it's not giving me a choice in the matter. So I'm going to reboot the system, and I'm going to share something else here with you right quickly right now. I don't know if I mentioned the call-in number, 929. What's it again? My goodness, I had just turned the page down. I had just shut it down. I think that's 477-2573, if I recall correctly. Okay. Let me attempt to get this page back up again that I had just shut down because I was rebooting it. Okay. Now I'm going to share this with you that I was just looking at just a little while ago, just a moment ago. This is what it says. This is what our Father, and everything says to us. 2 days. Oh, my goodness. There it is. This is amazing. It says 2 days. Come unto me. Call unto me. And I will ask. 2 days. Said call unto me. And I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. That is Jeremiah 18. Perfect. Therefore, be not fret with any desire about anything, but in every circumstance, in everything, by prayer and petition, definite request. To make your request to the Almighty, you have to be precise. You have to be definite in petitioning what it is that you desire of the Most High to form in your life. It says, make your petition with a definite request
with thanksgiving. If we can't be thankful for what has already been done in our life, why would the Most High want to do anything else for us? So we must have heart of thanksgiving. Be thankful for all things. So we're going to come, first of all, giving thanks for all that the Most High has done in our life, or what the Most High is about to do in our life, and what the Most High is doing at this very, very moment in our life. But we know that the fact that we're here, that the work that's given to us, laid upon us, it's not done yet. It's not finished. But we're still here. It's still holding and speaking to becoming to be created to be. We are making everyone know who we are. And that's in Philippians chapter 4, an encouragement that I can share with you. And again, this is Sister Rosonia. I'm with the Blog Talk Radio, and again, I'm still trying to work on this system here, and I don't know what the problem is, so I'm not going to be able to share the audio with you today because it does not want to come up, does not want to play for me. Nevertheless, now, I do have a comment section on this page, so I would appreciate it if you so desire to leave a comment here when you go on the website. Or when you go on the Facebook page or Twitter page, please give me a comment, leave a comment to share with me how, if any way, this has affected your life, or if you find it valuable or not. And if so, please feel free to pass it on and share it with someone else that you know may benefit from listening from the words that I, information I share here with you. Again, I'm Sister Rosonia of the Blog Talk Radio program. And I can tell you for the life of me exactly right now, what is happening with this with my technical device that I'm using at the moment. So I can't blame it on Blog Talk Radio. I can't, because I probably need to clean out and go and get rid of a lot of stuff that's on here that I don't need to have on here, more than likely. Well, anyway, I hope you all enjoy your day. I truly enjoy sharing with you the things, you know, that's what I live for. You know, information is no good if it's not being used and being used to benefit someone else. So that's my passion in life. It is to do other, it is to help as much as I possibly can to help make life better for someone else, so we can avoid all the pitfalls that we are subject to fall into. When we know better, we do better. Again, I thank you for listening to Blog Talk Radio. Please call in again or tune in again when you can.
Would you let them break us apart? Would you let them?